Hollywood. Welcome to the show. I'm heading over to Hollywood Boulevard to go hang out with my good friend Bob Goldthwait. Actually, I've never really met him, but we're supposed to hang out for the show, so, you know, pretend that we know each other. Anyway, see you over there.
The most compelling actor in America makes his long-awaited solo theatrical debut. It's Tom Cruise. Dress casual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa! I thought Andy Warhol was dead. No lights, no cameras. We're alone as you can see. So hey, why don't you cruise along with me? Yeah, come on, let's go.
See Tom as you've never seen him before as he recreates some of his best love roles live.
Raymond! Thank you. No, we can't stop at Kmart, Raymond. I know you're definitely not wearing any underwear. It's very obvious. I love you, Raymond. You're my brother.
Step out of the rain as Tom gets born again.
Face it! Here's your lousy war! Thank you.
Tom cruises down Broadway. Casual. Don't miss the magic.
Tom Cruise, Dress Casual. One night only at the Long Beach Civic Center. Half-price surface surf dinner for Mr. Rim. Available upon presentation of ticket stub. Ticket must be from night of performance only.
Hollywood Boulevard with my good friend Bobcat Goldthwait. How you doing, Bob?
Nice to meet you.
We always say that when we first see each other. Nice to meet you. It's like a little thing we play.
No, I don't know you, Ben. I've never met you before, but yeah. Okay, I'll play along. Nice to meet you.
All right, so I'm really glad I can have you on the show, and you know it's gonna be a lot of fun, I think. And
I'm a little baffled. What is the show?
It's like a comedy show, you know, we show little films, and it's really just fun, you know, fun comedy.
But am I here because it's, like, kitschy to have me on? I mean, are you having me on because it's funny to have me on, or do you genuinely think I'm funny?
Yes, I think you're great. Really, I'm a big fan of you.
Because if I'm Fox's idea of a celebrity, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm about 8 months away from doing boat shows with David Hasselhoff. Meet Bobcat and the Knight Rider.
Okay, well, why don't we just go to our first little piece, all right? All right, we'll come back, and all right?
Yeah, it's your show, Ben. Go ahead.
Okay, good friend, Bobcat Goldthwait.
They're young. They're cool. They've got style. And they should have graduated from high school years ago. They're the kids of Melrose Heights, 90210-2402. Meet Devin. Handsome, attractive, and good-looking. He's almost got it all. Britain, she's beautiful, pretty, and gorgeous. And she's got Devin. Tank, Britain's older brother and Devin's best friend. He's just as attractive as Devin, only with slightly different sideburns. They're not as pointy. Anna, an exchange student who's learning that America is more than just a language. Spider. All he's ever had is his music.
Michael Rutherford. Michael Rutherford.
Kind of. Vaughn. A sassy, impish prankster with a twinkle in his eye and a secret. And Akeem. The black guy. They're today's young adults dealing with today's problems.
Ow! Why me? Why me? Why me?
Hey, what's wrong with you lately? You've been acting so... I don't know, strange or something.
I know, Britton. It's just... I've got... a headache.
I'm scared.
You gotta listen to me. It's gonna be okay.
Spider, did you hear? Devin's got a headache.
I know. Just try to relax, Britton.
But I don't even know what to do. I don't know how to talk to him anymore.
Talk to him the way you always did. Only not as loud. What?
Think. I heard that Devin has got a headache. Do you think we might catch it?
I don't think so. It's locked in his head.
Oh.
It starts here and moves to the back of my head like a herd of buffalo got into my brain. Ow.
Some pep rally this turned out to be.
Word.
Where is everybody anyways?
Hey, who are we kidding? It's all my fault. Nobody wants to hang around a guy who's got a bad headache.
My grandmother had a headache once and it went away. People are ignorant.
Word.
Devin, I don't care if you have a headache. I still love you. Oh, Tank. I'm sorry, I thought you were Devin.
Britton, Spider, Anna, Vaughn, Akeem, Tank, and Devin. Different people with different hairstyles, but one thing in common. A dream of making it.
I got a headache, but I'm okay. I am a young adult, and I'm in love.
Heights 90210-2402. It's Foxerific.
Pretty nice. Do you have one of these, like, in an extra large?
It's just a joke, Bob. We're not really. I mean, that was a joke because I've been on the air.
Yeah, a joke now. Wait 3 months. This show's a hit. Boom.
Anyway, so, yeah, well, you know, we're going to promote the show. I think the show.
Well, if you're going to promote the show and if you're going to sell stuff, you should go on to Tonight Show. That kid Urkel went on the Tonight Show. Do you know how many Urkel's O's he sold going on there?
Urkel O's, no.
Urkel O's.
No, I didn't hear the figures on that. But, so, yeah, you know, Tonight
Show. That show's good because Johnny, you know, he's always been, like, the father of comedy.
Yeah, well, Johnny's gone now, so...
Yeah, and he never asked me on the show.
Oh, don't.
He's the father of comedy. My daddy doesn't love me.
It's okay, it's all right. Don't. It's not like that, really. Okay, sorry.
Tonight Show auditions, first up, Jay Leno.
I can't believe you guys are making me do this. You know you're going to give it to me. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Steven Seagal.
I don't like this curtain here. You know, it's a little, I think maybe I could kick down a door or something.
William Shatner.
Man, was it hot in Burbank today.
How hot was it? Sinead O'Connor.
I don't want to tell a joke when there's so much suffering in the world. It's disgusting.
It was so hot.
Todd Bridges.
Hi, welcome to the Tonight Show. I'm Todd Bridges.
Next.
In fact, you fat American swine make me sick.
How sick are you?
You better pack it in, you tosser.
You know, I tell a joke. That's all I do. I tell jokes, you know. I don't do the tea time theater. I'm just, you know, I tell jokes, you know. On the home front. Did you read the paper today? I mean, this is what I do. It's pretty simple, really.
Spock. Spock.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
What we'll be forced to drink after the global environmental apocalypse. What do you know about suffering? Your whole life is frivolous and petty. You spend your whole day worrying about whether one of your tenants is gay.
It's just a part I play.
A part you chose to play, sir.
So, Norman, have you ever killed a guy or what?
Where is Johnny?
Johnny quit the show. I'm trying to get his job here, Norman. Help me out.
The job is open?
There's no host. The job is open.
All I can say is good luck.
Look, old man, you know, if you won't step aside, I think somebody's got to take you out. Capiche? Let's go. Right here, right now.
Okay, but I'm warning you, I'm feeling a little under the weather. Look at us! Is this what you want? You pitted us against each other, like animals in a cage. For what? A silly late-night talk show? Do you know what it is to feel, to love?
I got it. They gave it to me. I got the show all that kissing up paid off.
Time to kiss up to Mr. J.
Oh, yes, it's all mine. It's mine. I'm going to get rid of Johnny's mug. Can we get Doc Severinsen on the phone? I have to tell him something.
All right, we're here on Hollywood Boulevard, still with Bobcat Goldthwait. And
I love coming down to Hollywood Boulevard. You know why?
It's a great place. People from all over the world come here.
People from all over the world come here to America to meet our crack addicts. It's really touching.
Yeah, well, how are you enjoying the show? You having a good time here? You
got a
feel for what it is?
I want to leave.
You want to leave?
Well, yeah, I want to get off the show. Is that
okay.
Cool?
Well, yeah, we're not over yet. It's almost, it doesn't really hang out for a little while.
I've got an American Gladiators at 12 o'clock. Anyway, here, why don't you use this guy? This guy
Bob,
can finish up.
You can.
Me.
Bob, it's
he's really
hi.
Good.
Hi,
you
how's
too.
It going?
Okay.
Bob. That's great. That's great the way you do that. He doesn't really. We'll be right back in a second.
America's going nuts for Fox's newest comedy smash, Skank.
Skank, you're home.
Shut your stinking trap.
People Magazine says he's lamb chop with an attitude.
Where's my head cheese?
Why don't you check behind the eggs?
Why don't you... Shut your stinking trap.
Entertainment Weekly calls him Archie Bunker with pink hair.
I will not have a blubber-chewing, igloo jockey rubbing noses with my daughter. What do I look like, a baby seal?
Life Magazine says it's like Married with Children with heart.
If you do that, I will dig a hole and bury you alive. Bye.
Who is that, honey?
My mom.
Also starring Norman Fell as Crazy Uncle Charlie.
Here's the juice you wanted. What are you going to make?
Idiot juice. Now jump in.
And Time Magazine asks, sock puppet or comic genius?
Shut the stinking trap!
And we say, this sock will warm more than your feet.
Honey, your stinking trap is the greatest.
Skank, something on Fox smells funny.
ESPN and the World Tennis Organization present a different kind of made-for-cable movie in a city full of crime.
No! No!
He's serving up justice. Tennis star Andre Agassi is taking it to the net in Advantage Agassi, with Armand Asante as the evil drug lord Ramirez.
Blow him away.
Bernie Hudson as Captain Willie Jones.
Devin Agassi, you're out of bounds. Turn in your racket.
Fine.
And introducing Martina Navratilova as Cyborg 40 Love.
Tennis, anyone?
He's fully endorsed and ready for action, but in a game of doubles.
This is a game of doubles.
He's been playing singles way too long.
You've been playing singles way too long.
But now there's word on the street that that little show-off, Agassi, is back in the game.
So the word on the street is that that little show-off, Agassi, is back in the game.
And this time, he's got his court reserved.
I'm so sorry, but I've got this court reserved now.
He's in top form, but there are no buys in this tournament. And he's facing his toughest opponent ever. Just don't tell him his backhand needs work.
Your backhand needs work.
Andre Agassi in his dramatic cable debut.
Advantage, Agassi.
Advantage, Agassi.
Have a nice set, Mr. Agassi.
Advantage, Agassi. It's a high-strung, grand slam, scruffy-faced, blind judge, ground stroke winner.
All right, we're back, and we're riding around Hollywood on one of these fantasy tour buses.
Yeah!
Anyway, I thought we'd go to my video diary now.
Okay, break down. What is your video diary, man?
Basically, it's actual excerpts from my life that I've taped over the years. And I think tonight we're going to show when I was 16, I went to my first Van Halen concert. So we'll just watch it over here.
Do you feel like Pauly Shore right now?
Don't say that, please. I'm trying to just do a show. And.
So wait, I watch right here?
Yeah.
But there's nothing here.
I know, just pretend, okay? I'm really not doing Pauly Shore, am I?
Pauly Shore's not bad, you know? Teenagers need a new Ernest.
Okay, hello, Video Diary. It's August 12th, 1982, and I'm sorry I can't talk because I gotta get to the Van Halen concert. That's right, General Admission City! Woo-hoo! Did I mention who I'm going with? Sarah Dalton. Yes, I don't know how it happened, but I am going with Sarah Dalton. She is coming with me. Well, actually, she's going to meet me there. We're going to meet by the snack stand. I'm going to get there early. You know, stake out a little piece of ground for us to have a nice little intimate moment. And then, right then, when Eddie V is ripping into his wicked solo on Jamie's Crying, that's when I make my little move on Sarah. We're going to have a good time, Sarah. Sarah!
Ben, you better hurry up if you want to get a good spot.
Well, I gotta go because I have to go meet a certain person at a certain concert. Oh. Rock and roll is here to stay. Woo!
It's me again, and all I can say is, you know, if you have your blanket down, that means that's where you're sitting, right? And you shouldn't lose your spot when you go to the bathroom. Nobody owns grass.
You look like you've been at one of my concerts.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean,
you look good.
I know. I forgot about that end part. It was really bad.
You know, your show misses one thing.
What's that?
Sketches with me in it. I had an idea, right?
Bob.
I thought maybe like... No, listen. I thought maybe like we could be Wayne and Garth. That's the idea. Or Garth and Wayne, whichever one you want to be.
You know, they've done that on Saturday Night Live. I don't think.
No, but see, it'd be funny because it'd be you and me as Wayne and Garth. And then I thought, like, at the end, we could go, you asked me something, I go, not. It's just funny.
That's great. I think, you know, we should think about it. Maybe we can work on it.
I love when I hear someone say, not. I just think that's really funny.
All right, well, we'll be right back and we'll work on that.
Not.
Kids, here's a way to phone your favorite new TV star and have your parents foot the bill.
Someone answer the stinking phone!
That's right. Exciting live and uncensored one-on-one conversations with Skank himself.
What are you wearing, sweetie?
Only $3.95 for the first minute.
Quick, go get your mommy's credit card.
Call now. Skank is waiting.
Where's she usually keep her stinking purse?
Call 1-900-123-SYST. That's 1-900...
Shut your stinking frown up!
We got a message that there's a witch out here, so we're going to check it out.
Constable,
I heard cries of a witch.
Where?
Over there by the minifog, by the ridge.
Good sir, this woman is the spawn of Satan.
You're a liar.
Just hang on a second. First of all, who are you? Okay. Hey, Johnny!
I got him!
I'm back!
You got a kid, right? Right? You got a kid?
Yes, sir.
So what's going to happen to the kid? You get burned at the stake, right? Right? Who takes care of the kid, huh?
I swear, sir, I am not a witch.
Ask her about the blood. She's drinking
blood. Liar.
Hey, hot shot.
Liar.
Step it back. Step off.
I watch him.
All right, over here.
Shut up! Your buddy here says that this woman is a simple prostitute and that you were refusing to pay.
No, of course he'd say that. He's a witch, too.
Shut up!
Over here.
I don't think you're a witch, but when a complaint is filed, it's up to the magistrate to decide.
They're witches, all of them.
I wish I were a witch. I'd hex you.
Yeah, but you don't turn out all right. You know, we'll take them down to the village, put them in a cauldron of water. They drown, we know they weren't witches. Oh.
What?
I missed my kid's birthday.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, that's it. We're about out of time. I'd like to thank my guest, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, it was a pleasure meeting you.
You were great, man. You made the show a lot
easier. I was great. I didn't even do anything. What do you mean I was great?
Well, no, you
didn't. You didn't put me in a sketch. All I did was talk to you.
I know. Well, that was, you know, that's next time.
How about I direct? Let me direct.
No, no, Bob. Ha.
No,
okay, that's
on,
funny. Bob, give the guy back the camera.
No,
okay, that's not. It's very funny.
Both, Ben.
Bob, ha ha. No. Bob, give me the camera. It's not my camera, okay? It's the rent. Bob. Bob. Can somebody, come on. Bob.
Hey, you, come here. Come here. Shut the trap!
I am not a witch.
She was drinking blood. Ask her about
that
the blood.
Is a lie.
Hey, hotshot, back it off, all right? I want a statement out of you. I'll get it. All right, you got an old man, huh? Someone you shacked up with?
No, sir.
Yeah, guys. If you guys are worried about my past, don't worry. All that stuff's behind me, man. I'm not doing that stuff anymore. I'm not violent.
Thank you.
No, it is not thank you, man. This is my show, and I'm going to do it. Or I'm going to take it. Who wants to... Security, I'll get you, too. You'll never take me alive. This is my show. I want it.
Colonel Gaddafi, he's the head of a country. Pretty stupid. He makes himself a colonel. I mean... I move my head and I,
Yeah, you with the bald head and I'm getting the glare. It's like, whoa, hello. No, you can't fool us. He's combing it over saying, hey, nobody will know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where?